I do believe he took his goddess's name in vain. This new version of the temple was scarcely a shadow of what Croker and Lady had survived. The present idol was wooden, not more than 5 feet tall and unfinished. The offerings before it were all old and feeble. The temple as a whole did not possess the sinister, grim air of a place where many lives had been sacrificed. These were lean times for deceivers. Narion persisted in his search. I could not bring myself to break his heart by telling him the friends he expected to meet must have fallen foul of the friends I'd hoped to meet. You need to keep a certain amount of mystery in any relationship, I said. Tell me where it's all right to spread out, and where you'd rather we didn't, and I'll see that we do our best to honor your wishes. Narion looked at me like I'd just sprouted an extra head. I told him, I've been thinking a lot lately. We're probably going to be working together for a while. It'd make things easier for everybody if we all made the effort to respect one another's customs and philosophies. Narion scooted off. He began the process of laying a fire and of telling people where they could homestead. The temple was not that big inside. There would not be much room to spread out there. Singh would not turn his back on me.
You spooked him good, Riverwalker told me. He'll spend the whole night with his back to the wall, trying to stay awake.
I hope my snoring helps.
Iqbal, don't do that.
The fool had actually started helping Mother Goda set up to do some cooking. That old woman was a menace around a cook fire. She was already under a ban throughout the company. She could boil water and give it a taste to gag you. Iqbal grinned a grin that told the world he needed to consult One Eye about his teeth.
We're setting this up for me.
All right. Much better. Much, much better. After she finished helping Iqbal, the old woman helped milk the goats. Now I understood how Narion felt. Maybe I should keep my back to a wall and watch my dozing too. Goda was not even complaining. And Uncle Doge had stayed outside, presumably to enjoy the refreshing weather and cheerful woods. Chapter 52 It was dry in that wicked temple, but it never got warm. I do not believe a brush fire could have routed the chill that inhabited that place, that gnawed into your bones and soul like an ancient and ugly spiritual rheumatism. Even Narion Singh felt it. He hunched over the fire, twitching as though he expected a blow from behind at any minute. He muttered something about his faith having been tested enough. I do not belong to an empathetic and compassionate brotherhood. Those who offend us must look forward to moments of extreme discomfort. Should God, in his magnanimity, see fit to present us with the opportunity to provide it? And our antipathy toward Narion Singh was so old it had become ritual. So it was not with any commiseration that I told him, We're prepared to make the exchange. Our first book of the dead for your key. His head came up. He stared at me directly. The true Narion behind the masked Narion considering me coldly. Wariness took life in the corners of his eyes.
How could?
Never mind. We have it. A swap was the deal.